Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. Now, these are very popular terms in India simply because it has been interpreted and misinterpreted many times over of what is your dharma, what is the path. It is defined as the path you should walk in life. Now, from the astrological perspective, since there are 12 houses, 27 nakshatras, and all these planets playing out in each one of these houses and nakshatras as well, and it falls in dharma, artha, kama, and moksha steps or pada within a nakshatra. Your soul basically is doing nothing more than playing out in prominence or in dominance of any one of these themes. That means to say, your soul might be playing out more of dharma, more of artha, more of kama, or more of moksha, depending upon what majority of planets or points are playing out. Right? There is nothing like you have to do something else other than what your soul is telling you via your astrological chart. You're already doing it by default. You're already following your path. What we are trying to understand by astrological tools is just how best you can do whatever it is that your soul is asking you to do this lifetime around. Even if you don't believe any of this stuff, even if you don't are the least spiritual kind of a person, you're still playing out your dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. That's what it is. So if you see that box over there, the house's perspective, this is what the houses demand. House, first house becomes dharma, second house becomes artha, kama, and moksha at the fourth house. Then the cycle begins again. From the fifth house, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha till eighth house. Then it begins the third and the last time. From the ninth house, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha up till 12th house. This is from the house perspective, and it will always remain the same. Doesn't matter what the ascendant is. Even if the ascendant is Pisces, the dharma will still remain in the first house. Even if it is Virgo, it will still remain in the first house. So from the house perspective, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha play out like this. In every chart, it will always be the same. It doesn't shift just because the ascendant shifts. The ascendant of Virgo is more like artha, more like means, right? Virgo is a grounded sign. So it's an earthy sign. Even if house 6 appears in the first house in dharma, it is still its dharma to do that. You understand what I'm saying? Now let's see from the nakshatra perspective. I've just taken Ashlesha as an example over here. Now in every nakshatra we saw four padas, four steps it takes, which is dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Ashlesha goes, for example, from 16 degrees 40 minutes of Cancer up till 30 degrees of Cancer. This is the finishing up of Cancer zodiac. And in Navamsha, it plays out from Sagittarius all the way up till Pisces. That's what Ashlesha Nakshatra means. Now in there also you see the Dharma Pada, Artha Pada, Kama Pada and Moksha Pada, the four steps. That means to say every Dharma Pada of every nakshatra will always be a fire sign. In this case, it is Sagittarius. The Artha Pada will invariably be in Navamsha, an earth sign. In this case, it is Capricorn. And Kama Pada in every nakshatra, in the third pada, will invariably be an air sign, in this case being Aquarius. And Moksha Pada finally will be a water sign, in this case going from Cancer to Pisces. We are looking at the Navamsha transgression, yes? So, that means to say, in every single chart, in every single planet also will fall into these respective slots. There are basically four elements we are dealing with: earth, air, fire and water, which is Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. So your soul, when it comes in embodied form, is playing out these four kinds of energies. Either you are seeking Dharma, as in seeking fire and the desire to initiate things, desire to accomplish stuff. Artha, as in you're trying to get the means to accomplish something, the materialistic means that you need to accomplish something in this physical world. Kama means you are here to fulfill more of your desire factor, whatever the desires might be. Sometimes the soul just comes to fulfill some desires, some leftovers from past lives, kind of, so to speak. And then there's the Moksha sign, which finally distills everything into an emotion. Whatever we do in this physical world is finally to derive that final quotient of emotion, which is what Moksha means. We are not speaking about spiritual kind of Moksha, which is liberation from birth and death and all that kind of stuff. We are talking about everyday people like you and me, and how the chart can be interpreted in this fashion so as to understand a more grounded approach in how we analyze and how we cultivate a useful, meaningful understanding of how to guide ourselves and others around us using these Vedic astrology tools, yes? Let's take an example, because next video onwards I shall be doing some case studies and let's analyze this, okay? So this is what we'll be doing in the case studies next video onwards. The example is given over there of a birth chart, right? And as you can see, from ascendant right up till Pluto, there is this P with a hashtag. This is the pada which it takes. The planet and the ascendant takes that particular pada. So if we take a dominance of the padas this person has, it is more of number one, as you can see. So this person is more interested in initiating stuff. They are the kind of initiating energy. They have more fire element present in initiating. The planets, wherever they are deposited in any one of these houses, the 12 houses, they will give us the signature of what the drive of the individual is. They are the initiators of something. They come in this entire life to initiate things, new beginnings, finding new institutions, finding new ways to do things. That kind of energy drives them. All the planets are deposited in this particular padas, as you can see. So this is one of the things that could be considered while evaluating the chart. And this also falls within the particular nakshatra, like you can see. For example, her Mercury is in the first pada of Ashlesha. So first pada of Ashlesha is in Sagittarius, which is all about finding the higher meanings of life itself. You can go through the other videos of mine speaking of zodiac signs as well. Sagittarius, what's the energy of Sagittarius? And in Ashlesha, the themes of Ashlesha will as well play out in this person's life. So initiating can be happening in any one of these 27 nakshatras, because each one of them has got the first step. Each one of them has the second step, third and the fourth as well. So understand, finally, to conclude, that your soul is here playing out in any one of these kinds of energies. You are always following whatever your soul is asking you to do. There is nothing else that you need to go dig around or find one of these 20,000 gurus that are floating around, or these fellows who tell you should be doing this, you should be doing that. It's none of that stuff. That's all nonsense. You're already following your own soul path. It cannot be any other way. It is defined by your soul why you are here, not by some other fellow or some other guru or some other charismatic person who comes and has a popularity contest all over YouTube and a published number of New York Times bestsellers. It doesn't work like that. Don't get carried away by all that kind of nonsense. Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha are simply the four energies of fire, earth, air and water, which means your passions, what you want to achieve, your means to accomplish something if you have a materialistic kind of approach, what you want to fulfill as your desires of the mind, and what you want to experience as the final quotient as an emotion. This is what Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha mean. And we will see that by case studies as we go on further in this analysis and in this exploration journey. Meanwhile, take care, be safe.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.